Mr. Vorey, upland game birds and quotas and limits.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next is 2019 fall upland game bird quotas and limits, and I do have a little bit of information here that I'll pass out to the commission that I just got yesterday afternoon concerning sage grouse and our LEC counts.
No, because we didn't make any changes from the we send it out as a tentative for comment, but when it's here for a final action, we don't take comment unless the body changes the tentative proposal. And we have that printed in our literature, correct, Becky?
So for the 2019, that information that you have there concerning sage grouse shows our LEC counts. You will see that we're still missing information from a few of those LEC counts, but we are below the long-term average, but yet we are still above the 45% below the long-term average, which is the cutoff point at which, if we were below that point for three consecutive years, then it would be time for the commission to take action or consider taking action to ending the sage grouse season. So as of this year, the current information that we have shows that we're above that. We don't see the necessity to closing sage grouse season if that was being entertained by anybody. It seems that it's a low point for sure, and in the cover sheet, I did mention the information that I shared with the commission in 2016 as far as sage grouse populations. Sage grouse populations do cycle naturally. It varies from 6 to 10 years, but you can see by looking at that graph that we do have highs and we do have lows. The current low that we are in right now is not as low as lows that we've had in the past, and is certainly within the natural range of variation. We also think that hunting has minimal, in fact, hardly even measurable. We cannot measure the impact on sage grouse populations from hunting. I recited in the cover sheet there the 2016 information that I shared with the commission that of the 1,073 birds, I think it was, I'm trusting to my memory, 1,073 birds that we have had radio collared over the course of the past couple of decades in seven different research projects that we've done in various places in Montana, only nine of those were harvested by hunters. And so at least the information that we have available to us shows that hunting has very, very minimal impact on sage grouse populations. So I just wanted to bring you a little bit up to date on sage grouse, because that is one of the things that people are sometimes concerned about. Other than that, we are proposing no changes to the 2018 upland game bird season type, other than any calendar rotation. And this is a final.
And no changes from do I have a motion?
I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission approve the proposed 2019 upland game bird bag and possession limits as proposed by FWP, and that all other elements except the regular calendar rotation remain unchanged from 2018.
I'll second.
I have a motion and second. It's a final. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. 283.